Odegaard says a preseason lawnmower savings sale. See the special value 18-inch Jacobson mower for $99.95, 21-inch Jacobson for $152.95, 9 models to choose from, plus several other name brands. 3 horsepower 18-inch mowers are priced from $57.95 at Odegaard's Evergreen Shopping Center or Billings Heights.
The time is 12:15. You're listening to KURVL AM/FM in Billings, Montana.
In Washington, D.C., ladies and gentlemen, there are lobbyists at work, and that is not news for anyone who knows anything at all about the political system of this country. The only thing is, most people do not know the subtleties of the way that those lobbyists work, sometimes against your interests. Now, when it comes to a particular issue, you can easily illustrate where the pressure comes from in Washington, and that's what we're going to do today. I'll be back in just a moment with this vital information.
The Center for American Studies presents Dr. Stuart McBurney on the Voice of Americanism. This nationwide program stands for free enterprise and freedom under God. Now, Dr. McBurney and his analysis of the news.
Many times this program has had occasion to invite you to write your congressman or your senator or the president or the Office of Energy Emergency Resources, Mr. Simon being the head of that, and express your point of view. You see, if you don't, here's what happens. One of the dangerous weaknesses in the nation's federal legislative process is that on issues where there is low constituent awareness or interest, members of Congress feel free to bend to the pressures from the big lobbyists. You see, you couldn't possibly know about every issue that is before the Congress. Not even a single congressman who does his homework can know everything that is implied or implicit or is related and relevant to the bills that daily come before the Congress. Most of the bills that come before Congress are not terribly important in any way, except perhaps to some particular regional interest in the country. And consequently, a lot of them just go sliding right on through. And many times, the congressmen and the senators pull a trick on you. It goes like this, and I've seen it happen over and over again. A congressman knows full well that on a particular issue, a bill, let's say, which seeks to pose and pass a law, hasn't got a chance. Never make it in the world. But he introduces a bill anyway. That's why on certain issues there are as many as 30 and 40 different bills issued. Each of the congressmen know, those who write the bills, that there isn't a ghost of a chance of their particular bill passing. But they, nevertheless, put it before the Congress. One, well, it just might fluke through and pass. Or two, and much more likely, they'll have something to write their constituents and say, look, I not only was willing to vote on this issue the way you wanted me to vote, but I actually sponsored a bill in Congress. And though it was defeated, it's pretty obvious that I did everything I can do, and it's the best method ever discovered by the Congress to take the pressure off from constituents. That's why a lot of congressmen introduce bills they no more mean, they no more intend to get passed than anything. They'd be most astonished, perhaps the most astonished people in the country, if their own bill were to be passed because they don't mean it. Now, that's a trick, and I am around congressmen enough to know that that is actually being pulled on you every day. Now, one issue that we've got to face right now is the matter of Rhodesia. The question of whether or not the United States should permit imports of chrome from Rhodesia. And, of course, it's coming up in the House of Representatives any day now. The lobbyists, sensing that this is one of those issues that can float safely by a sleeping citizenry, are already busy twisting arms. Well, at this point, it appears that the anti-Rhodesian forces have the advantage. Their lobby is led by the State Department and the White House. And their argument is that Minnesota Democrat Senator Hubert Humphrey's bill, which would repeal the 1971 Byrd Amendment, which exempted strategically essential chrome from the U.S. economic boycott of Rhodesia, a boycott which was mandated by a December 1966 ruling of the United Nations Security Council, must be passed. And it has already been okayed by the Senate, and it has to be passed, they say, the White House and the State Department, in order to improve the U.S. image with black African nations and the United Nations itself. And the thrust of their pressure has been directed at White House moderates, particularly Republicans, who can be talked into towing the line for the administration. Black nationalist and civil rights organizations have activated a pro-Africa lobby, as they call it, and they have threatened House members with a black voter backlash if they fail to support the Humphrey bill. General Motors had directed its lobbyists to pressure for passage of the Humphrey measure. The reasoning in this case is that although a renewed ban against chrome imports from Rhodesia would push the price of ferrochrome steels upward, General Motors wants to protect its investments in such black African countries as Zaire, formerly called the Congo, and it is fearful that the rejection of Humphrey's bill might cause an anti-American reaction in these black-dominated regions. Now, Ford Motor Company, on the other hand, is letting House members know that repeal of the Byrd Amendment would drive the cost of its automobiles up perhaps as much as $200 apiece. Well, Ford President Henry Ford II is in a ticklish position. He has prided himself on the fact that he's been an active leader in civil rights causes in this country, and indeed boasts that he was one of the first white industrialists to use the term black in describing Negroes. When it comes to dollars and cents, though, Mr. Ford is willing to retreat somewhat from his liberal stance. His message to the House of Representatives is that it must prevent approval of the Humphrey bill. Union Carbide, which owns a large percentage of Rhodesia's chrome ore mines, is campaigning vigorously to preserve the Byrd Amendment. If Rhodesian chrome imports are cut off, the company is arguing, it will put American ferrochrome producers in a costly and strategically dangerous position of being dependent on the world's only other major supply of the mineral, the Soviet Union. The cost of chrome ore will soar as soon as the Kremlin feels that once again it has a monopoly or near monopoly in this situation. Now, major competitors of United States ferroalloy chrome industry in West Germany and Japan will continue to violate the United Nations sanctions against Rhodesia. Purchasing Rhodesian chrome at a lower price will put these competitors into such an advantageous position that they will have little trouble driving American companies out of business. So, if grassroots citizens remain silent on the controversial Rhodesian issue, the battle of the big lobbyists will be decisive. The upcoming House vote on the Humphrey bill, however, could be decided in accordance with the wishes of the American people if they will but take a few minutes to write their representatives to advise them of public sentiment. Following the vote several weeks ago, 54 to 37 it went in the Senate, approving the Humphrey bill, going backwards and imposing a total economic boycott on Rhodesia, here are some of the comments made in national newspapers. The Richmond, Virginia Times-Dispatch said, "It makes no sense at all for the United States to depend upon a strategic metal on a country with whom armed conflict is a lingering possibility," and they're talking about the Soviet Union. "It would be especially foolish for the United States to take such a risk when there would be no moral gain from its endorsement of the United Nations boycott." The St. Louis, Missouri Globe Democrat said, "If Rhodesia were ruled by the imperial wizard of the Ku Klux Klan, he couldn't, in his wildest dreams, match the Soviet Union for oppressive rule. Yet, the United States Senate has passed, and the House may soon, a measure repealing the Byrd Amendment, making us again dependent on the communists for strategic material and driving up prices. Not only would Congress be blatantly hypocritical to ban Rhodesian chrome. It would be playing dangerously with national security and hiking consumer and taxpayer prices as well. The New York Times said, if the U.S. cuts off Rhodesian imports of this vital defense-related metal, that will make this country almost wholly dependent upon the Soviet Union for supplies. Hasn't Arab oil blackmail shown our peerless leaders how dangerous it is to be at the mercy of an unreliable source for essential materials? The Indianapolis News said, the Humphrey measure is scheduled for consideration in the House of Representatives when Congress is in full session. We hope that in the balloting there, American security will come out in better shape and that Indiana's representatives will vote more sensibly. The Columbus, Ohio Dispatch wrote, it is difficult to understand why such an august body as the United States Senate has chosen to pick on a little country such as Rhodesia, a rank amateur compared to the various totalitarian regimes over the world when it comes to being oppressive of blocks of their inhabitants. Hopefully, the current recess, and that was over, of course, the first of the year, will freshen the minds of members of Congress and they'll be more logical when they return to their desks. Well, over the past few months, those are the sentiments that have come on this Rhodesian ore situation. Now, on behalf of this program, I went to Rhodesia several months ago and investigated the situation firsthand. I, for myself, went out to the chrome ore mines and the smelters, went through the processes, looked at all that they do and have been doing, and talked with the workers, went into the homes of the workers. I did this, ladies and gentlemen, in order to have the right to an opinion and the ability to give a report of fact on the Rhodesian ore situation. I came back and went to the Congress, and I had a luncheon with about 35 congressmen on behalf of those who listen to this broadcast, and I sponsored and paid for and had as my guests 12 senators for a breakfast and talked with all of them about this very situation. And we had hoped to obtain whatever influence possible on the issue, not because I have any axe to grind personally, but because I am an enemy of the Soviet Union, which is the enemy of our country. And I am a friend of Rhodesia, not because of anything they ever did for me, nor because of any money they give. They certainly give nothing to support this program, but because of simple justice. Rhodesia is an active Christian anti-communist country, and the Soviet Union is filled up with totalitarian Marxist, Leninist, Netanyahuist evil. It is the enemy of this country and the only enemy that we have right now that amounts to anything beside Red China. And it seems altogether foolish that for some minor gain, like selling a few more cars in the Congo, we might take the foolish stance of continuing to boycott Rhodesia when, in matter of cruel fact, nobody else is boycotting except Great Britain. The Russians are trading right now with Rhodesia. Yet, what hypocrisy when they come on the floor of the United Nations. Now, ladies and gentlemen, those are the facts. And I've brought you the truth, and so if you are at all concerned about Rhodesia, another free country sliding down beneath the waves of totalitarianism or complete ruin, and if you care about the United States maintaining its friends and opposing its enemies, then write your congressman and say, let's not trade with Russia, let's trade with Rhodesia. That makes sense. If you agree with the point of view that this program has expressed, not only I hope will you write the Congress, but also write us and help through your support to keep the truth on the air and in print and before the American people. And I'll share back with you a new publication. I'll rush it to you. You need it. It's called 1974, the Year of the Terrorist. We've got some others along with it. We'll send them all as gifts of appreciation to say thank you for your badly needed support of this program. So take some responsibility.